It's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, episode number 17. And we're riffing with Olivia Quookie again.
Hi.
E-ticket riffing. Do you know why I call it e-ticket riffing?
No.
Do you know what an e-ticket is?
No.
Would you like to know?
Yes.
A long time ago, in a place far, far away called Disneyland, before they had bracelets for you to wear to go on all the rides, they would give you a booklet. And they had A tickets, B tickets, C tickets, D tickets, and E tickets. And E tickets were the best ticket to get on the best rides. Long time ago. Mm-hmm. You gotta remember, they can't hear you. They don't hear a nod. You gotta speak up.
Okay.
So, how are you? How are you, little Klingon?
I am good.
And why are you good?
Because life is just good.
Tell me what's good in life with you right now.
Well, I watched a movie called Daddy Daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this kid he was taking care of. He only spoke pure Klingon.
Pure Klingon?
Yep.
Did you learn anything from it?
Something about books and him liking cookies.
Cookies? Do you like cookies?
Yeah, they like cookies.
That's your name, Olivia Quookie?
Ah.
Cookies with extra care?
And love and affection.
Love and affection, TLC?
Yes.
All right, so people who are new to the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, what would you like for them to know about you?
Well, I like to sing Klingon karaoke.
Klingon karaoke.
Yes.
And we're going to bring that to be in a couple of weeks, aren't we?
Yes.
You just got a few more rehearsals and a little more sound equipment and sound check.
Yes.
Just that kind of stuff. But should we get ready with the first word?
Yes.
First word from the random word generator is password.
Password. Well, I had a password.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bunch of passwords. And I made this really, really long one. I don't even remember because it's that long.
It was that good long? It was that long?
Yeah. But then my password, like, my brothers and sisters could always hack my account because my password is always my student number. And so they're always hacking it, so I had to change it, and they know that. So I had to think of a new one.
Do you always give a password where you got to do a combination of letters, a combination of numbers, and a special combination of signs? Different signs on the typewriter, type keypad thing?
Yes.
So, what would your new password be?
Letters and numbers.
Letters and numbers? What if you could put something in there? If you could put a piece of dessert in there, what would it be?
It's probably a hot fudge chocolate cake with ice cream.
There, that's your new password. Hot fudge chocolate cake.
Okay.
When I think of the word password, I think about all the easiness of how it is for people just to hack into passwords. Because you hear people accounts getting hacked into. It's because they do things like, I'm going to just put password. That's a good one. Or a temporary 2015. That's a good one, yeah.
Or password, username, password.
There used to be a game show called Password Plus. I don't think they do it anymore. It was a TV show. And it's where you would get a word, and it would say, like, the word was ice cream, okay?
Oh, yummy.
And there'd be two contestants, and they would have a little holder, little cheat sheet, where they could see what the word is, and they'd have to say words to try to tell what it is.
Uh-huh.
And so I would say, cold. And then you might say,
hot.
No, then that wouldn't be it. And then I'd say, Neapolitan. And then you'd say, Neapolitan ice cream. You never heard of Neapolitan ice cream?
Politics. That's what reminds me of politics.
How does Neapolitan remind you of politics?
I don't know. It's a long politician name.
Neapolitan is strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate ice cream all together. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had that?
No.
Ooh. Should we spring that on Grandma next week?
Yeah.
Neapolitan ice cream? I think we'll do that.
That sounds really good.
You want to pick the next? Do you want to select the next word from the random word generator?
Yes. Let's see.
Quickly, just push a button. You're not supposed to think about it. Just do it.
Emphasizing.
Emphasizing?
Yes.
You go first. Emphasizing.
Well, when I think of emphasizing, that means they over-exaggerate. Like, when someone says, it was cold outside, and then over an exaggeration would be it's freezing outside. It's below 25 degrees. Freezing. Oh my god, I'm gonna die. No.
Someone who brings a lot of drama into it just overpowers it.
Yes.
Emphasizing. Captain Kirk from Star Trek. I think I like to do some riffing. I need a complicated word because I need words that complicate me and the situation.
Why does he talk like a robot when he chops up his words?
Because I'm overemphasizing everything that Captain Kirk, actor William Shatner, would do like that. Give me your best imitation of Captain Kirk, Starship Enterprise.
I am a captain. My name is Kirk. Yeah.
That's good. I like that. That's excellent. I'm going to choose the word, or pick the word from the pre-made list, twist. Twist makes me think of there was a rap group called the Fat Boys. Back in the 80s. This is what they were. They were called the Fat Boys. I think they were from New York City. And they wouldn't do regular rap songs. They did rap songs, but they did rap versions of old songs. And they did a version of Louie Louie, and then they also did a version of instrumental by the, what was it? I can't remember. They did it with the Beach Boys, and it was... I'm going to have to find it and get back to you on it, but it was really good. I remember because they also did a Twist and Shout, I think it was. They did Chubby Checkers. They did the Twist. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
I'll show it to you. Okay. And we'll plug it in on the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Instagram account, okay?
Okay.
Your turn. Twist.
So what it reminds me of is like, I went to a sock hop at my elementary school when I was in fifth grade.
About 20 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I have a time machine. Those are great. You should buy one. And what you do is they pick a song and whoever does it the best wins.
Mm-hmm.
So they did the twist and, it just reminded me
The chubby, come on, baby, let's do the twist.
Yes.
I can't sing it.
Let's do that twist.
You know what twist also makes me think of? Licorice.
Yes.
Licorice twist, because it's all twisted like that.
They're
called twisters.
And like those things that are like French or something.
Yeah, the machines that make the pretzels.
No.
No?
Those things that you can eat. They start with a C. It's the
The... I know what you're talking about. Like they're dipped in sugar and...
Yeah.
I can't think of it. I got short-term memory loss.
Cinnabon, no.
Did you know the doctor told me that I was going to have short-term memory loss, but not to worry about it because I wouldn't remember it? Push a button and pick a word.
Slicing.
What do you think of slicing?
So when I was at casting call, they told me, like, we were playing this one game. It's like slicing a metaphor, or slicing cheese or something.
Yes, that's right.
And I had it like slicing. Let me just get my metaphor out. I was just slicing the metaphor.
I remember you doing that scene in improv because you didn't know what a metaphor was, and that was what the scene was called. And you go, just a moment, I'll be right back. I need to go get a metaphor, even though you didn't know what it was. And you pretend to go to the back to the shelf and pick up a metaphor and come back and continue to slice the cheese.
Yeah.
Slicing makes me think of when you got a knife and you're chopping up vegetables and you're trying to watch TV or something, which is...
And you cut off your fingers?
Literally. Literally. Yes. I mean, you cut your thumb or your index finger deep enough and it hurts.
And it squirts everywhere.
Pretty close. But what really hurts is the fact that you realize how stupid you were for not paying attention and cutting off a digit in a limb on your finger.
Oh, no.
Have you ever done that?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Check your finger check. Make sure you get them all there.
One.
Count them in Klingon.
Hui. Chong. Long. Pong. D. Okay, yes.
You could do you. So what
see,
you got? You got
see,
the counting thing done in Klingon. Done pretty good. You do that
three.
Well.
See, we only have 3 fingers.
You don't have just 3 fingers.
Because if we were monkeys, well, we're half monkeys because we have thumbs.
Well, that's how we're able to do things.
It's so weird.
Which makes me think of you ever driven past a horse barn or a cow barn or pasture, and they just look bored to death out there, just completely just not entertained about anything.
Oh yeah, because my mom works at a ranch, and they're all like standing there. I'm like, how do you do that?
Well, I said this to a friend once. I said, you know why they always look so bored? I said it's because they don't have opposing thumbs, therefore they can't hold up a newspaper and read it.
That would be funny if they're just like sitting on the toilet and you're like.
Yeah, but I can say her name. I can say her name because she's not going to listen to this. Her name was Eden. And Eden's not too... Let's put it this way. Eden takes her light bulb out of the refrigerator and plays with it. Okay? She's a little dim. But
why don't you take off your cap of your brain, take your brain out, and then play with it. Juggle it.
She's probably done that. And you know what? She probably dropped her brain, it fell out, it bounced across the floor, and rolled into the refrigerator. And that's where it is. That's what Eden did.
So there's gross stuff all over it.
Yeah, but then you'd have to pick it up, wash it off, and then put it back in your skull cap and put your cap back on.
But then it's like more slimier.
Yeah, but you know. Is it my word or your word?
Your word.
My word?
Yes.
I'm going to take the word cross. Cross, what do you think?
That reminds me of it reminds me of the cross that, like, Jesus is sitting on.
Yeah, like that.
The cross.
Now, you know who would have the best comment about the word cross?
Cross.
Would be Maya. Maya has the character Tiffany that she does, makes me think of, and Tiffany's the little Bible thumper. See, I'm going to do my imitation of Maya, doing her imitation of Tiffany, okay? Oh my goodness, it's been such a good day, but I tell you, I got to go out and I got to dust the cross off because, oh my goodness, a bird pooped on it, and if I don't get that bird poop off, it is not honoring Jesus Christ and the cross, and I'll be right out there and be right back. I got to go get that bird poop off of the cross. That's my imitation of Maya doing her character of Tiffany.
You know Jesus on the cross. How does he have, like, the barbed wires around his skull?
I don't know.
Like, this doesn't hurt at all.
Well, you know, for somebody to find out, they're going to have to go down a few stations on a different podcast.
And they're like this, and then they put nails inside of your hand. Why did they do that to him? Because, like, would you like that done? Because if you don't like that done to you, don't do it to anybody else.
You know what I think they should do? You know when you're going through a crosswalk?
Yeah.
And you're trying to cross, but sometimes cars don't wait and they just blast on through when you're trying to get from one side of the street. What if while you're trying to cross the street, spikes came out of the ground? Okay? They're not there for you.
Uh-oh.
That way if a car tries to go through the crosswalk while you're in the middle of it, it's going to get a flat tire.
Or, like, we're in this big hamster ball, and then we're just, like, going across the road.
That might, well, both of
and
them.
And so if you hit them, they'll go boing, and then, like, somehow you'll get into France.
Both ideas are complicated, but we'll have to look into that. You can pick next words.
I'll have to.
Your riffing is next.
No, it's not.
Yes, your episode's
I'll
a little later.
I'll destroy this one if you don't let me go now.
Come on, pick a word. Pick a word.
What is this? Roundabout.
Roundabout. Do you know what a roundabout is?
It's a compound word.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know
this. I'll tell you what it is. It's a big traffic diversion circle. Mm-hmm. Big traffic diversion circle in the middle of the road that makes people slow down and go around it. And in the Chevy Chase movie European Vacation, they were in London, I think it was, and it showed them getting stuck in the traffic and not being able to get out of the roundabout, and they kept going round and round, and they did this like from early morning till late at night.
Oh my god.
And they couldn't get out of the roundabout.
Well, that reminds me of, like, if we go down this one street, they have, like, these big circles in the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have 3 of them, and so you have to go round and round. And my mom went really fast. I felt like the car was going to tip over. And we all, in the back, like, we all leaned to the side, and they all squish me because I'm, like, by the window, and I'm like, ah!
They have a lot of those over on the west side in Summerlin. You have to go, there's, like, 6 of them in a row. You go, vroom, vroom. I hate roundabouts.
It also reminds me of, like, the spaghetti ball.
Yeah.
Know? Like
with all the highways. Going
yeah,
around.
That's what, like I thought. Like, why did they call it a spaghetti bowl? At first, I thought it was just like a bowl of spaghetti, like
yeah,
a real bowl of spaghetti in the middle of like a highway or something.
I thought when I first heard that, I'm like, that is the most ridiculous name of a reference for a twisty area of a highway. But then, hey, it's just I'm just visiting. I'm gonna take the next word, thick. Mm-hmm. What does that make you think of? Thick.
Thick and creamy.
Soup? Noodles?
I don't know, just it makes me think of thick and creamy ice cream. But it's like really thick.
Oh.
Like if you get a dipped cone at Dairy Queen,
yeah,
and it's like really thick, I like it's like that's like the best kind. It's like really thick and like it crunches and it's all cold.
There was this, because you said the makes me think of fog, thick fog. Me and a couple friends, we went to see Bruce Springsteen, if you know who that is or not, in Tacoma, Washington, driving from Portland.
So that guy that plays Superman?
No, Bruce Springsteen doesn't play Superman, but he's kind of a super, he's kind of a Superman in the music world. So we were in Tacoma, Washington, and we were driving back from the concert. And the fog was so thick. I mean, you could, from where the bumper of the car is, picture this, where the bumper of a car is, you probably couldn't see more than about 7 feet beyond it. Okay? It wasn't raining or anything, but then we were driving about 70 miles an hour through the fog all the way back from there. And it was just because we were all hyped up on the adrenaline and just like, yeah, we saw Springsteen. And looking back on it now, what it did, it's like, that wasn't such a smart idea, driving that fast in that kind of distance of fog that we didn't have. Because if we came up on a semi-truck or something, bam, we would have hit it. But we didn't hit anything. So, mm-hmm. You want to pick the last word?
Shame.
Shame. You go first. Shame.
Shame reminds me of, like, I told my sister, like, she would do all this bad stuff, and then I told her, like, no, not like my younger sister.
Yeah.
I would always tell her, like, if you do this, I'll call the cops. The cops will come after you, and they'll put you in handcuffs, and then they'll send you to juvie, and then mom will never pick you up, and she doesn't have to, and you'll have to stay there while people yell and scream at you and spit in your face, and then you'll have to eat this gross, disgusting food, and then you have to take your bath in your toilet. You have to wash your hands in your toilet and wash your clothes in your toilet.
You're pretty serious about that.
It's disgusting. So when you go there, I'm going to be laughing because you did something wrong and I told you not to do that. And guess what happens? You already did it.
I hope I never get shamed from you.
Politics.
There was a line. Do you ever see the TV show Happy Days?
Once.
There was a character named Fonzie. The cool guy that goes, hey, played by Henry Winkler.
No, I haven't.
Well, I got something to show you then, but
okay.
But the Richie Potsie and Ralph Mouth, they got there was a party that they got taken to, but they were taken as the nerds. Okay.
I love nerds.
And so Fonzie had to dress up as a nerd to go in and rescue them. So he's got one of those goofy looking hats on with the muffs down like this, and he's got his pants pulled up high and hiked, his cuffs rolled up high, and he's going in there, and he's like, hi, what's going on? Is this a party? Oh, a little boy. And he goes, Lauren picks up the chain. Why are these little boys chained to the wall? And he goes, oh, they were naughty. Oh, and he goes, I just remember this line, because he goes, you were naughty. He goes, shame, 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 shame. Shame, 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 shame.
It was the funniest thing.
Yeah, that's what he did. And I remember that. That's what I think of when I hear that word, that character, him doing that. It was hilarious. I'm going to show it to you. But, you know, this is the end of the E-Ticket podcast with Olivia Quickie. Is that your blinker on? Is that a countdown? This has been the E-Ticket podcast, riffing with Olivia Quickie. Say goodbye.
Bye, bye.